NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Camille Saint-Saëns, a cello and orchestral creation, Allegro Appassionato. We listened to the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, conductor Louis Fremont, and cellist Paul Tortelier, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson, and there's more classical music as we get into the afternoon time. From Carl Nielsen, two fantasy pieces a bit later for oboe and piano, plus the Great American Suite by Antonín Dvořák, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic has that for us, all in just a little while. The new Philharmonia Orchestra and conductor Sir Charles McCarris give us our next performance, and it is also French music from a French ballet by composer Léo Delibes that was from around the year of 1876. This one is about a shepherd boy who falls in love with an immortal forest spirit that draws the attention of the goddess of the hunt, Diana. This is the suite from Sylvia, next on Kansas Public Radio. A suite from the French ballet Sylvia, from composer Léo Delibes, played by the New Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Sir Charles McCarris. It is 12:27, and still to come is the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, with us in a few short minutes with music by Antonín Dvořák, a man of many masterpieces, and we'll hear one of them, his American Suite, still to come, here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details are at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. And Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. Here on the KU campus, cloudy skies and 76 degrees at the moment, warming up to about 83 today. We have a 20% chance of showers for the afternoon. Tonight, a low in the mid-60s, 20% chance of showers late tonight. Now, tomorrow's going to be an excellent day for showers and thunderstorms. 80% chance of storms and potentially heavy rainfall for tomorrow morning, and 90% chance of showers for Thursday evening. Much of the KPR listening area will be under a flood watch at that time. Next on KPR are two pieces, fantasy pieces for oboe and piano, by composer Carl Nielsen, played by Max Hartfeld and pianist Per Salo, on Kansas Public Radio. From Carl Nielsen, two fantasy pieces for oboe and piano, played by Max Hartfeld and pianist Per Salo, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:35 is the time. And at the top of the hour, NPR News, of course, and classical music until 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPRA is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday afternoon. Did you know that if you're 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantage contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor, or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. We're ready for the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra next, and a famous piece by composer Antonín Dvořák, who spent a lot of time in the United States, in New York, in the late 19th century, around the year of 1894. Lots of music written by Dvorak came from that time, including the following orchestral suite in the key of A major, Dvorak's American Suite. Here's the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Antonin Dvorak's American Suite, played by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1 p.m., and do stay with us for an NPR News update. Afterwards, we've got some rarely heard chamber music from Friedrich Chopin in the next hour. We'll listen to his Piano Trio, not to mention work from composer Robert Docker and a famous suite by Maurice Ravel, Daphnis and Chloe. We've got all that and much more still to come. Hope you're enjoying this afternoon's classical music. Stay with us for more on Kansas Public Radio. Listen to Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's music by a British composer by the name of Robert Docker, one who used to be the subject of an old BBC radio program called The Musical World of Robert Docker. What we listened to was a romance from his Three Contrasts for Oboe and Strings. Barry Knight led the RT Concert Orchestra, David Presley playing oboe, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Jeb Watson, and classics continue on a Wednesday afternoon. The Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra is going to be with us in a little bit for a memorable suite by Maurice Ravel, his second suite from Daphnis and Chloe, the story of a shepherdess and a goatherd. And lovely music is on the way on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. We have something for you now by Friedrich Chopin. Early chamber music from him. A work that's not often heard because it's one of his early pieces from 1828 and inspired partially by Beethoven. Well, here is Opus 8 Piano Trio in G minor, with some powerhouse musicians giving us that performance, violinist Pamela Frank, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and pianist Emmanuel Ax, all ahead on KPR. One of the early efforts by Friedrich Chopin from 1828, his Piano Trio in G minor, Opus 8, performed by violinist Pamela Frank, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and at piano, Emmanuel Ax, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:40, 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online, of course, KansasPublicRadio.org. Thanks for joining us here on a Wednesday afternoon. On the KU campus currently, cloudy skies and 79 degrees. About as warm as it'll get today, highs of 81. Tonight, 20% chance of showers and lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely. We have a 40% chance of showers for the morning and afternoon, and those storms, if they occur, could produce heavy rainfall. There's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for Thursday night. Heavy rainfall again a possibility then. A flood watch is going to be in effect for the KPR listening area starting tomorrow. That is going to be the vast majority of the KPR listening area. Long story short, heavy rain is a distinct likelihood for Thursday. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. For the second time this afternoon, I've got music from a French ballet for you, from Maurice Ravel. We'll hear one of the suites from Daphnis and Chloe, the story between the love of a shepherdess and a goatherd. Suite number 2 with the Los Angeles Philharmonic, Andre Previn conducting on Kansas Public Radio. Daphnis and Chloe, Suite number 2 by Maurice Ravel, played by the Los Angeles Philharmonic, led by Andre Previn on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m., stay tuned for NPR News. Classical music continues for one more hour here on a Wednesday afternoon. Hope you can stay with us on KPR.
Toy Story.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org.
Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Nash Ensemble, and a bit more music from Camille Saint-Saëns, and from the Carnival of the Animals, we heard Aquarium on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson, and there's a bit more classical music for our 2 p.m. hour. All things considered, we'll be along at 3 p.m. Between now and then, I have for you the Melosh Ensemble of London and Robert Schumann's Fairy Tales, some famous chamber music, followed by music by Delius, whose violin concerto we heard not too long ago on this program. Today, we'll bring you his cello concerto with the BBC Symphony and Paul Watkins, all just ahead, here on a Wednesday afternoon. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra back once again, conductor Pierre Boulez and violinist Gil Shaham all together in our next offering, some music created by Béla Bartók in 1928, one of two violin rhapsodies that were composed specifically for the Hungarian violin virtuoso Zoltán Sikeli. Rhapsody for Violin and Orchestra No. 2 on Kansas Public Radio. Written in 1928 by Béla Bartók. Rhapsody for Violin and Orchestra No. 2, played by violinist Gil Shaham and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, led by Pierre Boulez on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 2:20 is the time, and in about 15 minutes from now, the BBC Symphony Orchestra and cellist Paul Watkins have a cello concerto, the music of Frederick Delius, still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Cake, June 27th at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Cake at the Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 27th. At the KPR website, you can check up on the latest news, plus stream our programming on your PC or smartphone, enter CD giveaways, and listen to music on demand from our performance studio. That's all waiting for you over at kansaspublicradio.org. Tonight, 20% chance of showers, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, we have a 40% chance of showers for tomorrow morning and afternoon. and if those storms, if they occur, could potentially bring heavy rainfall, and an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for Thursday night. Again, heavy rainfall is a major probability for tomorrow. Much of the KPR listening area will be under a flood watch that will start tomorrow afternoon and last through tomorrow evening. Next, we're joined by the Melos Ensemble of London, and we've got chamber music, one of the final works ever written by Robert Schumann in 1853, during a time when he was interested in bringing to bear the so-called lively and fanciful. These are trio performances known as Märchenerzählungen, Lungen, or Fairy Tales. The Melos Ensemble of London, next on KPR. From Robert Schumann, and one of his last major works in 1853, Märchenerzählungen, or Fairy Tales, a trio performance given by the Melos Ensemble of London on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:36, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening, you can catch more classical music, of course, between 7 and 9 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. And always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us on a Wednesday afternoon. Quick question for you. Do you happen to have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can always help. Visit that website, kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle, will handle all the paperwork, and proceeds will benefit KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com. Music by Frederick Delius. Next on KPR, we'll hear a concerto composed in 1920 for the English cellist Beatrice Harrison. Delius's cello concerto with the BBC Symphony, led by Andrew Davis and cellist Paul Watkins, on KPR. The Cello Concerto by Frederick Delius, played by the BBC Symphony, led by Andrew Davis and cellist Paul Watkins, on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music this afternoon. It's about 3 p.m., and time for All Things Considered. A little more music tonight from 7 to 9. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through the 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.